Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner, Episode 8. My name is Olu Akinkumi, Pastor of High Life Christian Center. It's such a privilege to be able to share God's Word with you. In this episode, we're going to be sharing a part of our life service with you. It is important that we realize our Heavenly Father is not a microwave oven or a microwave God. As difficult as life can be at times, our Heavenly Father still wants us to trust Him. Trust Him through sorrow and pain. Submitting to Him as you go through the process of life is vital. Quick fixes are usually not on the menu. Catch you at the end of the podcast. God bless you. Last week, we looked at a couple of scriptures, and I'm just going to turn to them. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Casting all your what? Anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19 says, so then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. And then Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. Praise God. Last week, we looked at the life of Joseph, didn't we? We looked at how he went from being sold by his brothers into slavery and how God got him to become the second most prominent person in Egypt. When Joseph was going through those things, he didn't know that that's what God had in store for him. But wherever he was, wherever he found himself, he just continued to trust God and just kept dealing with the circumstances as he saw it. Just like we do in our lives, where we find ourselves in situations where we're just going to have to trust God and just keep working and keep doing whatever we're doing, if it's a job or whatever it is, and keep working and trusting God until things change or God makes a way or He does whatever it is He wants to do in our lives. There's a way that people approach faith. They see faith as a way of just changing a situation. Everything will just change overnight. And don't get me wrong, when you come to Christ, there's some things that can change immediately. Addictions that can go bam, just like that. There's some situations that can just change. And there's some things that you work through a process, which is how most of life works. But every single step of the way, God is with you as you take each step. I know when we find ourselves in a situation where we want it to change like just like that. You know, I'm in debt. I just want to get out just like that. And then we begin to chase some miraculous way of getting out of trouble just like that. Whereas most of the time, it's a process. We're working through a process. And God wants us to trust Him as He develops character in us as we work through the process. And one of the things you would note from Joseph's life is that there is no way that he would have gone through what he went through without him growing as a person. He developed character in the midst of pain. And what happens is the things that we face in life, God uses them to mold us. The things that we go through, He uses them to what? Develop us, to mold us, to become the man and woman He wants us to be. We live in a world of instant gratification. You know, we want it now. If I want to find out about somebody, I can get that information now. All I need to do is just pull out my smartphone, type the person's name, and I have the information at my fingertips. And it's great, it's useful. But the thing is, when it comes to life, certain things don't just go away overnight. And for us as human beings, sometimes we're impatient just to trust God and work through a process. Are you with me? Sometimes I just want this to stop. Oh, why can't she just get it? If she just got it, then we'll be fine. I just want it to stop. I like something somebody said. He said, if you get into debt, you don't get into debt overnight. It takes time to get into debt. Most of the time. Except if maybe something drastic happened in your life that you had to just find money from somewhere and borrow it and just get it done. But for most of us, it's over time, not keeping our eye on the ball, and suddenly, well, it's not really sudden. But then we just wake up to the fact that, boy, I owe all this debt, 10 grand, 20 grand. Okay, I need to pay this off. Some people just feel because you come to a breakthrough meeting and they ask you to give money, then that's going to wipe out your debt. I remember years ago in 2000, some people believed that by giving to anointed ministries, then you have a complete supernatural debt cancellation. That when the Y2K bug hits, that all your debts will be cleared out and then some money will come in. That's what some people were teaching. Oh, some of you heard those messages. Don't get me wrong, God is a supernatural God. And then sometimes you could get into a situation where one idea or one deal or one contract will wipe out all your debt. It can happen, but it doesn't happen all the time. So we'll probably have to learn to cut back, discipline ourselves, trust God, work on our dreams, work on our goals, or work on whatever it is we're working on, or do something to work your way out of debt. It will take time of trusting God and just applying ourselves. You know, when the thing hit in 2007, most of us got caught, but we just have to work our way out of it. Trusting God every step of the way. Yes, do you give? Yes, you give. Because as a Christian, we should sponsor the gospel. But it's not about giving as an escape clause from debt. It's giving because it's our responsibility. Did God say that He blesses the giver? Yes, He does. But that's not an excuse for us to just be reckless financially and think that, oh, because I give an offering, then that takes care of all my problems. We all know life doesn't work like that. So it's about faith, trusting God, and being patient. Same thing with relationships. People come and they say, oh, you know, oh, Pastor, we've got a problem, a marriage problem. And I say, okay, yeah. But you didn't get into a marriage problem overnight. Most of the time, it takes time to work on a marriage for it to go down. So when it comes to solving the problem, some people want an anointed prayer. You will pray and the marriage problems will go. And they don't want to work through a process. A process that would mean them having to be patient with the other spouse in order to work their way out of wherever it is they got themselves into. They don't want to work through a process of trust. They don't want to work through anything. They just feel that God will just come zap them, bam, and everything is fine. But that's not the way it works. Have you ever noticed that when people get married, you actually make a commitment, a covenant, and within that covenant, you would realize that when it says in sickness and in health, for richer and for poorer, all those things cover all the aspects of life. And when you get hit with the time of a job loss or something, you're both going to have to work at it and trust God at it and go work through a process that is not instant. Loving somebody that you get married to for the rest of your life is not an easy thing to do, that you'll be tested and you're going to have to work through it. And when you're going through emotional issues or pain, you're going to have to work through those issues to work your way out. God has always been about working through a process of trusting Him. And the thing about Him is that He doesn't show us everything. You might see a little snapshot of what He wants to do in your life. You might have a little sense of what He wants to do. But then, in fact, I think for Joseph, the exciting thing was the fact that everybody was bowing to him. But I don't think He showed him that before that comes to pass, you're going to have to be hated by your brothers, you're going to have to be sold, you're going to have to go to Egypt, you're going to be accused of rape, and then you're going to be in prison unjustly. And then maybe after 2 years of being forgotten, trying to get yourself out, somebody will then remember you, and then what I showed you when you were a teenager will come to pass. I bet you if God told him that, that would completely freak him out. He would not be interested. The process was difficult. But when we're going through the process, God has our back.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've touched on relationships during this podcast, and I just want to say this. If your marriage is in trouble at the moment, if you're currently going through a crisis, please go for help. Don't wait until it's unmanageable, when you've reached the point of no return, to tell people who can help you. If you're currently working through a marriage crisis, please be patient with one another to get through this prayerfully. Work on it. Marriage is hard work. And if you both trust God and you work at it, you will come through your crisis. The change may not be instant. I repeat, the change may not be instant, but prayerfully continue to work on your relationship and trust the Lord as you go through the process. Well, this is me signing out. Please remember to share this episode via text, Facebook, Twitter, or any available media at your disposal. Remember, it's all about Christ in you expressing Himself through you. Remain strong in His grace, and have a blessed week.